Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second, the center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting third, the right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth, the catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Stewart. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting second, the center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third, the right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mariano Duncan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jose Rijo. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jose Rijo. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Neill strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gallego strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sabo takes first base on ball 4. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Sabo. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Gallego applying the tag. Two outs. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball four. Jose Rijo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rijo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball four. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hatcher hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Henderson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Gallego. Gallego fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Gallego. Larkin goes all the way around to score. Hatcher moves to third. It's 3-0, Reds. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Neill for the out. Hatcher scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-0, Reds. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sabo is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Sabo strikes out. 1 out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Oliver is 0-1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Duncan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Rijo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rijo is 0-1 in the game. Rijo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gallego is 0-1 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Jennings pinch hits for Dave Stewart. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jennings hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Henderson is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McGee is 0-2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes McGee. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. McGee steals second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McGuire is 0-2 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Burns now pitching. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hatcher is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Neill is 0-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. O'Neill moves to second. It's 5-0, Reds. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morris is 0-2 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Neill moves to third. Davis moves to second. 2 outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sabo is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Sabo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. Davis scores. It's 7-0, Reds. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Oliver is 0-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sabo moves to third. Gene Nelson now pitching. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to third. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a pop-up into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jose Rijo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rijo is 0-for-2 in the game. Rijo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Randolph scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to second. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gallego fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Gene Nelson. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hassey hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Scott Sanderson now pitching. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-3 in the game. Morris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Sabo hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Dibble now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lansford hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGuire moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Randolph is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duncan strikes out. 1 out. Todd Benzinger pinch hits for Rob Dibble. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Benzinger hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallego strikes out. 1 out. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Dennis Eckersley. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.